You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob, and this is episode 648. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you. And thank you for the reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you download podcasts. Don't forget, guys, we also post these shows on YouTube. So if you see some interesting things floating across screen and you can't see those things because you're listening in your car or on your way to work, you may want to check out YouTube. Also, a great place to leave some comments. Also, just want to say a special thank you to our friends at GPC. They're going to be letting me fly for them at the InterDrone conference, so maybe in the booth for a little bit. Very excited about that.
Should be fun.
We've got a lot of classes that we're filming right now, too, with our new producer. Very excited to have Mr. Gregory Bird on board. Very excited.
Welcome to Greg, everybody.
Yes. But today, we've got a pretty interesting question talking about flying inside. And you know, Rob, this question kind of gets under my skin.
Why is that?
Because it showcases that a whole lot of people know very little about the intricacies of flying drones, and it even scares me about how many other people are actually doing training.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's critical and important that we discuss the right way to go about it. And I know you guys are listening to the right show because you are here. And if you know someone who may be flying inside, it's probably a good idea to share this episode with them because, as you know, the safer we are, the more responsible we fly, the better we have the ability to retain the rights to fly.
Yeah, and maybe you can save somebody from messing up somebody's, I don't know, favorite lamp or favorite vase or who knows what could go wrong.
Avoid giving someone a haircut.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't want people getting cut up, obviously.
Well, it depends on the person. Just kidding. I got you, Rob.
I don't think I can go along with that, Paul.
No, that's because you're bald. Go ahead and play that question.
All right.
It's Mike from Ohio again. Thanks for answering my previous questions that I submitted. I had a client recently that wanted me to fly indoors, and I posted a question up on the forum and didn't get any response. Kind of surprised me. I figure there's got to be plenty of people that are looking to fly indoors for clients. I have a P4P, and I've watched a couple of YouTube videos on what to do for flying indoors, settings and so forth. I've seen some people say use GPS in the P mode, and some people say use ADDIE mode. So I wanted to get some clarification on that. Seems like there's got to be a lot of information that you could supply. Might be a great class to put up on the Drone U. So if you could give me any insight into that, what you do when you fly indoors, would really appreciate that. Thanks.
Very good question. Very good question. Let's take this. Let's break this down. Legal speaking, it is not navigable airspace. So you could fly inside with drones all day long and make money. You could do whatever you want.
Even not having a 107 is what you're saying.
Well, it's not navigable airspace. So yeah, there are no rules. Which is actually really interesting. In fact, I was telling our producer about this story when I was flying inside one time, and someone tried to tell me what to do, and I let them know that you have no authority, sir. So
somebody tried to tell you what to do, as in somebody who thought they knew everything.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from names or companies or anything
Wouldn't
like
want
that. But like I said, I was really upset when I heard that someone told him that he should fly in P modes. If you're ever flying inside, chances are there's going to be a lot of interference, not only from the Wi-Fi, not only from if you've got an older receptionist who still listens to that FM radio, that could be interference. And even more so, if you're like us and you have Bluetooth speakers hanging around, that's one of the worst
types. All over the place.
That's one of the worst types of interference.
Interesting,
yeah. Now let's take it a few levels deeper. Let's say he's flying inside of a warehouse and it's a post and beam structure. Chances are those beams are made out of steel. Mm-hmm. Magnetic interference. Okay, and chances are he's probably flying this post and beam structure with reinforced concrete as a floor. Again, interference. So when someone tells you to fly in GPS mode indoors, you will quickly know that this person has no idea what they're talking about.
Because so there are no circumstances under which, I'm just clarifying,
There are no circumstances under which you should fly GPS mode inside.
Okay.
Because flying in P modes or GPS mode is an absolute nightmare. You will have a problem. You will have a flyaway. You will have massive problems. You're going to see the camera start kind of going like this with the horizon. You're going to have issues. Even flying in attitude mode, you could have issues, but it is doable. Mm-hmm. You will have full control of the bird. I would recommend turning off all of your sensors. Turn off... obstacle avoidance, turn off your visual positioning, because you could have significant issues inside and you should be a really, really good, talented pilot flying inside. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we talked in our training classes and guys, I think it's so important. I've seen a lot of people coming in the DroneU community asking questions in the community and the answers are in the classes. And I think sometimes you see people not answering questions because they're like, dude, you should know this, which is not really...
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No, we don't.
We don't condone that.
But at the same time, you know, a couple of DroneU Elite guys have reached out to me and said, you know, I've seen some questions where it's just clear, and it's not this guy's question. There was another question. Someone was asking about shooting photos in log format or raw format. And, you know, someone reached out to me and they're just like, I'm going to tell this guy the answer, but it's clear he hasn't watched the classes. And I said, so just be honest and just say, you know, we highly recommend that you watch Vic Moss's photography class. He talks about the practical application, of shooting. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we still have to upload Vic's most recent class that was shot at the fly-in, where he went even into more detail about how to edit photos. And he just went into...
Yeah, I thought we had updated the class for that. I don't know. Maybe we haven't, but what... Just on that line of thinking and what you're talking about, what that makes me think of, Paul, is that we need to do a better job of making sure people are aware of what's out there.
Or
so, especially as it relates to the community itself and what people are getting there, because we've got to connect the two. But anyways, that's a discussion for probably a lunch meeting.
Yeah, probably is. I think accountability is a big part, because if you go into a community that's all about education and training, there's a level of responsibility to take some of the entry-level classes and educate yourself, because searching, it's like this, right? If Greg here is like, you know what, Paul, I really love salmon. Can you give me a salmon? I don't want to fish for salmon for him. I want to teach him to fish so he can get as much salmon as he wants.
There you go. That's right.
And that's kind of
an old adage about that, if I remember right. Maybe you just made one up. I don't know.
So anyway, by the way, good salmon comes out of Honolulu. So I know everyone's pushing for the Atlantic salmon or the Alaskan salmon, but it's just being farmed to this incredible level. And there are salmon farms in Honolulu, but what they do, and I know this because Doug is a sushi chef, they actually grow the salmon to a point where they can swim on their own, and then they put them out in these big cages out in the middle of the ocean so they can actually swim around in the free ocean world.
The free world. Okay, so we got a little off track there.
Hey, well, I'm just saying.
Okay, so basically what you're saying about flying inside is ADI mode.
ADI mode, 100%.
For sure.
No GPS. Do not calibrate your compass when you're inside. Do not calibrate your IMU when you're in an environment like that. If you're going to calibrate your IMU, highly recommended to bring it in a building, potentially like this one that's made out of, you know, wood. And I think it's important to, when you do those IMU calibrations, to really focus on doing it in a level environment, interference free environment. And also a little hack, if you do it in a colder environment, your bird, your Phantom specifically, will fire up a little bit faster.
Interesting. So maybe another point is to practice in your own house. If you're going to mess somebody's house up,
definitely
make it be your own.
Yes.
What are some pitfalls that people should be aware of flying inside now that they know what mode to be in?
There's massive prop wash. So yep. I would not recommend flying any Inspires inside. I don't think that's a good idea for multiple reasons. The prop wash on Inspire 1 is focused more straight down. So if you're flying over a table, once you get to the end of the table, you'll notice that your drone will systematically lose elevation.
Right.
So it's little nuances that are really important to flying inside. Inspire 2, you know, all of your motors are cantered outside, and so outside horizontally and outside kind of on a roll plane and a pitch plane. So you have a lot less prop wash. But the Phantom is the way to go, man. I mean, I've said it before in my blog post, you know, what is the best drone for the money? And hands down, it is a P4 Pro.
Well, and if I remember right, some of the conversations that we've had for a little while is that...
Bo just said that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rob's hiding behind the microphone.
That's right. You can still see the shine, right? Anyways.
Off your dome?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So you've kind of moved away, not that you do much real estate, if any, anymore, but if you were doing indoor stuff. I'm actually doing
some real estate for your mortgage company here, Robbo.
Oh, did that get done?
Well, we'll see. I texted her a bunch of stuff and she wants to use it. Great. If not,
that's okay too.
Yeah.
But what I remember you saying is that you're actually kind of moving away from actually flying inside anymore. I mean, you're just using the Osmo and some of your other stuff.
So you can get really cool shots with the Osmo. In fact, yeah. I was showing Greg the little skateboard dolly that you can use the Osmo on. It's awesome.
And you can kind of post it right up in a corner somewhere. Or hang it in a corner and then use your app to move it around, some things like that that you've talked about. So
I can't wait for the Osmo too.
Yeah.
Supposedly we're seeing that soon. I don't know.
Well,
I hope
something to be excited about.
I mean, can you imagine P4 Pro sensor in an Osmo? So you would have a DSLR sensor, APS-C sensor inside of a fully stabilized gimbal that's smaller than the microphone that I'm talking on right now.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
That is very cool. So another thing that I've heard you talk about is when you're doing stuff inside, like, I don't know, fly backwards, like out of the house, right? And then reverse it to get cool footage.
Yeah, that's one way that if you want to transition your footage from inside to outside, that's definitely one way to do it.
Easier way to do it, maybe?
In reverse, yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure there are no dogs or people walking around, because when they walk in reverse, it's going to look a little funny in your video.
That might be a fun experiment, see who notices.
Actually, speaking of which, I did do that in a recent Instagram cut for wake surfing, and no one noticed that the boat was actually slowly moving in reverse. Nobody noticed. Not a single person. So that was a win in my book.
Yeah, seriously.
But as far as, you know, flying inside, there are a lot of nuances. Again, don't do Compass Cal or IMU Cal inside of that building. Try to take off from your case so you have even less interference from if you're taking off from the ground, for example. Turn off all of your sensors. You're going to have to be a very proficient pilot. And it is great training inside. Like we've talked about using the Sima X5C, another great training tool to fly indoors. And again, the smaller the drone, the better. I would not use a Mavic inside.
Why is that? Because I was just about to say, what about a Mavic?
There's just something about the Mavic that it... Okay, well, Mavic, first of all, doesn't have attitude mode unless you hack it, which then you can have attitude mode. And we showed some people how to do that, but we did not put that information online. So Mavic, if you're buying a Mavic out of the box, you do not have access to attitude mode, and thus it is not a good solution for flying inside.
Okay, cool.
Simple.
Makes it, don't do it.
Anyway, guys, if you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and upload that question. We love the business questions. In fact, someone just said, and I would love to hear the voice question of this, is how do I measure the market fluctuations, and how do I measure the market opportunity for drone work in my local area? And then it was like there's research you can do, and you can reach out to people, go to networking groups and do all of that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, it just made me think, what if you were just reaching out to potential clients and measuring interest while also cold calling?
Sure.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. Create your own database.
Exactly. Manta.com. It's your friend. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Droneu.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.